ABC Radio Australia.
Now, this month is Women in Rugby Month, and Oceania Rugby is marking the occasion with the launch of a world-first rugby combine for women. The aim is to accelerate development for female players in the Pacific and create a pathway for the best talent in the islands to secure contracts in Australia's Super W competition. And the new initiative puts women on par with the men in the region, for whom a similar talent-spotting combine was launched in 2018 before going into abeyance at the height of the pandemic. To tell us more, we're joined by Erin Hatton, who's Oceania Rugby Sport for Development and Partnerships Manager. Erin, good morning. Welcome to Pacific Beat.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So tell me a little bit about how this combine will work. I mean, for those players who are chosen to take part, what do they have to do to get these precious contracts in Super W?
Well, there's been 20 players identified, and they were identified out of the Oceania Rugby Women's Championships that took place in July in Auckland this year. There were four teams at that particular event, so Fiji, Samoa, Tonga and Papua New Guinea. Now, those that follow their rugby will know that the Fijiana and Drua have been part of Super W last year for the first time ever, and actually won that competition in their inaugural year, which has had a profound impact on girls and women in rugby in Fiji and the region. So this initiative is very much about trying to create a similar pathway and opportunity for high performance for some of the girls from those other nations. So 20 players from Samoa, Tonga and Papua New Guinea have been identified at that championship based on both their performance and their potential. They'll be coming to a combine camp on the Gold Coast in September. And at that camp, they'll go through a series of testing. They'll go through a series of coaching sessions, but they'll do a whole lot of work both on and off the field to essentially give them some benchmarks for world rugby against women in rugby in this region, but also rate each of those players. We will have coaches from Super W franchises attend the combine as well. So between the assessments and the data and meeting the athletes and their own observations of the athletes at the combine, they will then put their hands up for those players that they're eager to have as part of their franchises.
So from my understanding of what you said, Fijiana, because they've clearly been so successful, as you say, in their debut season in Super W, they're being left essentially to their own devices. The focus here is on Tonga, Samoa and PNG. And I'm wondering, therefore, I mean, are we moving towards potentially a women's version of Moana Pacifica, if you like, and a second Pacific team in Super W?
Well, each of these players will actually be separated into the different franchises. So absolutely the intention is to create pathways that haven't existed, especially for those girls who live on island where perhaps the level of rugby reaches a certain point and they really need greater high-performance exposure. So it's absolutely providing that opportunity. I think this is absolutely the first step in this process to have girls a couple of girls spread out into different teams that are in existence in Australia. We all have lots of visions and ideas about what might be possible down the track of whether something like a Moana Pacifica competing in a super competition would also be possible. So it's absolutely something that we're looking at and we'll consider as we see how this rolls out and how successful it is.
The focus up to now does seem to have been on women players from the Pacific maybe coming into Super W here in Australia. Clearly, Fijiana have done that as a team and been very successful. Now we're talking about players from Tonga, Samoa and PNG. What about New Zealand? Because clearly, in terms of the men's event, the Fijian team is based in Australia. The Moana Pacifica are based in Auckland. I mean, are New Zealand going to be involved in some way in developing the women's game and connecting with this combine?
So this combine has actually been supported wholly by Australian government through Pacific Aus Sport Program. So it is a partnership at this stage between Pacific Oz Sport, Oceania Rugby, World Rugby and Rugby Australia. And that's where it's been seeded from and where it's been born. So certainly this year that's the way that it will progress. However, we absolutely see the opportunities for connection with New Zealand, and they're the sorts of discussions that need to be had between the Australian Super management and Moana, but there's also opportunities within New Zealand in their own senior level competitions for girls and women based in New Zealand. But look, all of these sorts of things are on the table, and Nikki Ponsford is World Rugby's high performance manager for the women's game, and they're exactly the sorts of discussions that we've had, and they're the sorts of discussions that she started to have with Moana Pacifica as well. We're really excited about the potential for competition across the whole region and across the ditch. The women's game is absolutely emerging and starting to blossom, so the potential is really endless.
And of the 20 players who will take part in the combine, I mean, is it possible, potentially, that all 20 of them could secure contracts if they're deemed to be good enough?
It's unlikely. We are very much hoping to have at least six players placed, and we'll see beyond that. So as you can imagine, it's incredibly important that each of the girls is at the standard of their peers, and that's for both a performance perspective but especially for a safety perspective. It's a huge investment, obviously, so the girls will come into be with those teams and be embedded with them for an almost 5-month period. So a long way from home, and the scholarships will be offered to those players that reach the required standards and potential and are really being sought after by the Super W teams as well.
And what are the...
Would hope to increase those numbers in the next couple of years as well.
And one other knock-on effect, which I think you're aiming for through this combine, is to raise the standards of the national teams from Tonga, Samoa, and particularly PNG, of course, had a pretty tough time in the recent Oceania Championship. So there could be all sorts of spin-offs from this.
Absolutely. So, look, the objectives are absolutely to raise the standard of the national teams of each of those countries. But it's also about providing, you know, an opportunity for that high performance development for individual players. Now, sometimes they might not end up being in national teams, but it's also about the capacity and learning that they take back into those rugby environments back on island as well. So we're very much hoping that those girls that go into a franchise will learn an incredible amount about the game on the field, but we're very much hoping that they'll also have opportunities to, for example, work as development officers in and around rugby whilst they're in Australia, so in that downtime when they're not training. And they're the sort of skills that will just be invaluable taking back when they go home. Additionally, the combine itself has incredible value for learning, and not only players, but we do have a couple of female coaches that are coming in to shadow, learn and be mentored during the combine process as well. So really looking at trying to maximise this opportunity for long-term development for each of the island nations that are involved.
It's going to be fascinating to see how it all plays out on the Gold Coast later this month. Erin Hatton, thank you very much indeed for joining us on Pacific Beat this morning. We appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for having me, and happy Women in Rugby Month.
Absolutely. Erin Hatton there, Oceania Rugby Sport for Development and Partnerships Manager. It is indeed Women in Rugby Month, and Oceania marking the occasion with that launch of a world first rugby combine for women players. I mean, we'll touch base with that combine when it gets underway, and I think in a week or so's time on the Gold Coast here in Australia.